Top of the Charts continues with our special preview of the 2010 Juno Awards in St. John's. Miles Goodwin from the legendary April Wine is joining us on the line right now. Hello there.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. I know the band is busy right now. You're in rehearsals. What's going on?
We're just putting a new show together for the summer. We're doing an acoustic set, an extended unplugged acoustic set, which we've never done ever. So it's taking a bit of work. It's a lot of fun. We're enjoying it. It's different for us.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit more about that in just a bit. But, you know, the Juno's days away, and you've got quite the honor coming up. The group inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. And naturally, I'm going to start off with a hard-hitting question. What does that feel like?
It feels good, you know. It feels great. It's been, some feel a long time coming. It's a special Juno to get, you know. It's we've been nominated, I think it's 11 times over the years. And to win any Juno is fantastic, but I think this is special. You know, it's not just for a 12-month period. You're not the group of the year or the album of the year or graphics of the year, whatever it might be. It's a lifetime achievement award. It covers a lot of time, and it's just really special. I'm delighted.
Yeah, obviously, the band has changed over the years. What pivotal moments or milestones stick out in your mind as being sort of really big to the group?
When we went to five from four back in 1977, when Brian came into the band, Brian Greenway, so we ended up with three guitars instead of two, and of course bass and drums, and we started recording things like Roller, Harder, Faster, and The Nature of the Beast, First Glance, things like that, and broke out of Canada in a big way. So that was probably the major turning point for the band.
And it's been around, obviously, for decades. I mean, what's the key to longevity in the music business? We see it's completely different than it was years ago. And especially something like on TV shows, you know, when they change out cast members, they're replaced. You know, sometimes the fans are disappointed. So here you are decades later still rocking hard.
Well, I think, you know, some fans are disappointed. I mean, I know how that feels. You know, I'm a fan of music and bands and persons as well, musical persons as well. And you always want the original band. And of course, when there's a change, it's just doesn't feel the same. But then you get to know the new person, and then you start to like that person or the changes for what they are. I think the music is really what's transcended everything. You know, the songs are still there; they don't change, and the quality of the songs are good enough that people want to hear them again. You know, and radio's been very, very good to us over the years, and our fan base is very loyal. And so, although there are changes, you know, and some, you know, a couple of people have actually retired, and more than a couple have just left the business, retired, some earlier, some later. And so changes happen, but the music is the same, and I've been in it from the beginning, and Brian's in 77, and you know, and even the band, every time the band changes, the new band has a lot of integrity.
And I think there's a new energy and excitement then when you bring in somebody new, because they obviously will bring new things to the band that weren't there before.
Yeah, that can happen too, and never more so than when Brian came in and we went to three guitars, you know, because we could, you know, when you have two guitars, when you start going into harmonies, you always lose the rhythm guitar. So this way, we not only maintain a strong electric rhythm underneath, but we could, you know, break off into harmonies. And then we could even do three-part harmonies like Roller and things that are more intricate. So with three guitars, for us anyway, and the way we arranged and orchestrated them, it worked very, very well.
We're going to talk more about the tour and everything else that you're working on coming up in just a little bit. So stick around. Miles Goodwin from April Wine joining us.